That war should have never happened. They went there because they said they had weapons of mass destruction or something like that. And they never had it, and the United States knew they never had it.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another battle.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
I'd known yesterday it was going to fucking quit raining by about 1.
I looked earlier, and because Sam goes, I wonder if they're going to have that flag thing. I go, well, when the fuck's the rain supposed to end? I don't know. I checked. It was supposed to end around 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then they're just idiots. They're all fucking idiots.
Well, yeah, you're a Democrat.
I got a fucking baseball game today, too, so now I got to go deal with these fucking assholes.
No, I get it.
Yeah, well, the people I'm referring to is Dennis's family.
I know. I don't envy you for that.
I don't like fucking being there. Now I sit across the street, stand on the sidewalk, watch the game from there. Because if I sit on the bleachers, Dennis's dad will come try to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got nothing to fuck to say to him.
Nah,
and what I do have to say to him, he ain't going to like it, and it's not good to be at a baseball game saying it.
No.
My kids at a baseball game at that. But I'm already telling the kid, I said, I hope you guys want to sign up for some real baseball. What do you mean real? I go, where they actually pitch the ball. They don't use a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real baseball.
Because I'd much rather have them do that shit. And then...
this shit. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the sport as it is. It's just I don't want to be around them people no more. I don't like them no more. And it sucks because it's great for the kids. What they do for the kids is awesome. You know? Mm-hmm. Like this Saturday, they're all supposed to go bowling after the game. Well, that ain't happening because we already have plans.
I wouldn't want to spend extra time with them anyway, for damn sure.
Like I said, it just sucks because the kids like this shit.
Yeah. They don't understand. They don't know.
Well, they have an idea because they hear Dennis talking and me talking and shit. They know what the fuck Dennis' parents did. You know, that's like Uncle Dennis.
Yeah.
He's here all the time. He hears them fucking talking shit and saying how fucked up everything is.
Everything is fucked up.
What are these?
Nintendo controllers.
I'm looking for the Nintendo.
It's not down here.
Oh.
It's up in the kids' room. I gotta take the controller so they ain't up there in the middle of the night trying to play.
Gotcha.
It's one of them throwback things you hook to your TV. It has a bunch of different games. It's not the actual...
Yeah.
...system. It's just like this big.
But they probably got all the games already on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just not the same, though. You can't just hang up... blow it out, move it to the side, press it down, you know. That's, you can't do none of that shit. And that was the fun part. Take the eraser from your pencil and go across the top of that computer chip because it's dirty.
I never did that.
And blow it out and then put it in. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Sit there, set it down, push it down and then to the side a little bit. Sometimes you'd have to do. I never seen none of these big motherfuckers when I was in Florida.
Crocs?
No, those.
Or alligators.
Lizard, whatever.
Iguanas?
Yeah. I seen little things like this, but I never seen the big ones. And apparently where we were, there's tons of them.
Hmm.
I've seen the small ones. And I've never seen big ones.
I guess they're all over in Florida. And if you see them, you gotta shoot them dead. Shoot them dead.
Invasive.
They want you to.
Yeah.
Because they're destroying people's properties. They're barreling holes underground and then going like 20, 30 feet. Mm-hmm. So then it'll be like under someone's house and then that shit caves in. But I guess they've been doing that and then eating some other shit. Hmm. they're not supposed to. But they don't just kill him and throw him away, I guess, because I was watching on that Dirty Jobs, because he did that in Dirty Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They kill him and bring him to this place. They chop him up and use him as, like, some sort of food for, like, at a zoo or...
Okay.
Or fishing people or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all gets used. They don't. None of it gets thrown out.
Recycling. Well, even if it's just for fertilizer.
Right.
You know?
But that would be fucking... That's the type of job I want right there. Give me that pellet gun. Okay. Yeah, I got to drive around all day and pluck out... Pink, all day long.
Or you could go hunt snakes.
I like the BB gun idea better. You know, I stay away from them, I shoot them.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't got to try to fucking boom. Grab one. Boom, boom. Yeah, but you can't shoot the snakes. They won't alive.
I know. Yeah.
Well, got...
Hello?
Take a stick.
All right. Well, Sam just did. It already got canceled, then it got put back on. Then why would you leave early? Well, you just said... You said it makes no sense, man. You don't like to sit out here, but you're leaving early to go there. Yeah. Well, Sam supposedly asked to get out. I'm early. I don't know. I'm sure she's going back afterwards because it's only, what, 10 minutes long? They just walk by and then we leave. Alright. Yeah, apparently we got a fucking baseball game today, too. I don't like them no more. Yeah. I gotta sit across the street so I don't fucking communicate with none of them because I ain't got nothing to say. Not even hello. But okay. I'll talk to you later. Love you, man. Mom says, we're gonna leave and go there early to find a parking spot. I just don't like sitting out in the cold for long. Then why would you go early? Then you just putting more time.
It's not that cold out now.
Well, it's not like it's fucking going to a professional football game either. And you just park right around the goddamn corner. They ain't picking up kids from school. Don't get that crowded.
Got my lawnmower blade sharpened today. By that I mean I took it to my parents and used their grinder. Got it pretty.
Did you level it?
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't even think about it. But it shouldn't be that bad.
It'll vibrate.
I didn't take a lot off, so like I said, it shouldn't be that bad. Because I didn't even think about balancing it out.
Yeah.
Twitter. You know, all these, so they're fucking Trump something serious, dude. They're trying to jail a former president. And not only the former president, but the current leading running for the future election.
Uh-huh.
Runner. And that Rubio from Florida. So the DOJ is seeking to jail for life, not just the former president, but the leading opponent of the current presidential in the 2024 election. Twitter hit him with a false check and said the DOJ has made no sentencing request. Well, no, but everyone knows what the fuck they're trying to do.
Hell yeah.
Mm. And they're putting 37 charges on him where the minimum or the maximum on all these charges is 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
Like, it's a, I don't know.
What are some of the charges?
The classified documents. And apparently he was speaking with people about the classified documents.
All presidents do that. So
it's a fucking it's a witch hunt, man. That's all it is.
They all do it.
Well, I guess it's not really a witch hunt, it's just they want to destroy one man. And they're gonna by any means necessary. Well, they just
don't want him to have power.
Exactly.
They're crooked. And you want to know one of the things? Someone pointed out that Tucker Carlson, he pointed out that the main reason why what made them start going after Trump is during the 2016 presidential race, is when he was on a debate with Jeb Bush,
mm-hmm.
and something about Iraq came up, and Trump came right out and said, that war should have never happened. They went there because they said they had weapons of mass destruction or something like that.
WMDs.
And they never had it, and the United States knew they never had it. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, him saying that, everyone, were like, this dude can't go no further. He's giving out fucking secrets. He's giving out information to the people.
Except the thing is, that's not secret. That was... That was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's just bringing it to the forefront, 100%.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I reworded what you said.
He's bringing it to the forefront. That Jeb Bush, that's who he was talking
to. And they call that classified?
That's who is in there when Iraq happened with the Bush, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was,
it was either George Senior. It was George.
No,
Desert Storm. Yeah. When we went over to Iraq.
Wasn't it after 9/11?
No.
It was the old man.
We didn't go to Iraq. We went to Afghanistan.
No, we didn't. We went to Iraq because that's when they captured Saddam Hussein.
Afghanistan. Iraq was Saddam Hussein was outside of Iraq. Who's Bin Laden?
Bin Laden was in Afghanistan
after 9/11.
But they see that's why
they went after 9/11 was Bin Laden.
No, that's when the whole WMDs thing with Iraq was after 9/11, because they needed a reason to go just to start a war to do something, and that's what the WMDs in Iraq, and that's why they went to Iraq. It was after 9/11, so it was.
See, no, I'm pretty sure. I thought we went to Afghanistan. That's what made us go in Afghanistan after 9/11. Wow. Was the Talibans that stole the planes and crashed them into 9/11 and everything?
Go on your phone. See what's the reason the U.S. entered into Afghanistan?
You don't believe anything this motherfucking shit says?
Fucking crooked. They were crooked wars.
Oh yeah, it was just the flow of opium.
Crooked.
And fucking heroin.
They were sensitive.
From the White House Treaty Room, the President informed the nation that military action, Operation Enduring Freedom, would remove the Taliban regime and eliminate Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan on October 7, 2001. The President announced the United States had begun military action in Afghanistan.
When was WMDs in Iraq?
Iraq was Desert Storm.
Yeah. But then there's also Desert Freedom.
In the 90s.
Then there's also Desert Freedom.
Well, that was later, probably.
Yeah, I guess that's the reason. WMDs was the reason we went into Iraq to get Saddam Hussein. I'm not sure if that was Bush Jr. or who was after Bush Jr., Iraq or Obama? Was it Obama?
Obama is the one that got Bin Laden.
So WMDs was with Obama.
And they killed
Hussein.
They killed him.
In Afghanistan.
Because they didn't.
They killed
Obama was Afghanistan.
Come out.
And Iraqi freedom.
I don't know.
And well, you just said Iraqi. He captured Saddam Hussein.
No, I said Bin Laden.
Oh, he did. Yes. Well then, who killed Saddam Hussein? Who was president when Saddam Hussein died?
Let's see here. Saddam Hussein date December 13th, 2003.
Was that still Bush then?
When was Saddam Hussein taken?
Who was president?
In 2000. After his capture, December 13th, 2003. It wasn't Obama.
So then I had to be a junior.
Yeah. Because Obama was 8 years, and that was 2016 when he was done. Because that's when Trump took over. So okay. In 2008, he became the president. So it was before 2008, so it was fuckface Bush.
Was it Bush or was it that?
Bush did 8 years, so it had to have been Bush. Clinton was before Bush.
Yeah. He did 8 years.
And then Bush was before Clinton.
And then it was Reagan.
The Ba'ath Party was banned and Saddam went into hiding. After his capture on the 13th December 2003, the trial of Saddam Hussein took place under the Iraq interim government. I remember they hung his ass and they showed pictures of him after he was hung.
Mm-hmm. Propaganda, man. I believe it was him.
All kinds of lookalikes these days, too.
No, I'm worried. I wonder what. I don't think it was really Bin Laden that they shoved off into the ocean for burial at sea.
Yeah, it was George Bush Sr. right here. The Iraq War was for whatever. Armed conflict in Iraq in 2003 is when it started. That began the invasion of Iraq by the United States led coalition that overthrew the Iraqi government of Saddam Hussein.
So, yeah, it was Junior. WMDs in 2003.
In the Gulf War, that was in 1990-91, and that was because Iraq invaded Kuwait. And that's why we went over there to fight.
Protect the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything about the Chinese yuan becoming... being used to buy oil?
The what?
The Chinese yuan being used to buy oil instead of the American dollar?
I heard some shit like they're trying to get rid of the American dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I also heard that the Chinese are buying up all the motherfucking property.
I've heard the same as well.
I had fired up. I only got like 15 minutes. I gotta be there. 17 actually. What up?
Has it been busy today?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it was. I started at. I did 11:30 to 1. I got two of them real. Kind of real quick, I don't get them if I sit home anymore. I go to Southside Plaza and I get them dinged right away. Because you got, you know, all those.
Yeah.
There. And then the first one I got was a McDonald's. Thing was locked. Wasn't open.
You gotta go to the others. Yeah, you
gotta go to the other side. It was nuts. At what time?
Yeah, what time did you get it?
What?
McDonald's? The dining room opens at 6.
No, it's locked.
Today. You go to the other side, and then it's open.
What side did you try to go into?
Oh,
you try to walk in the door where the drive-thru is at? The main parking lot door? I wonder why that was locked.
Everybody was locked, yeah, you drive-thru.
What, they not getting enough people coming to work or something?
I think they're just getting homeless in there. Every time I go in there, there's like two homeless people.
So you can't even go dine in at McDonald's?
And then somebody was taking the toilet paper out of the thing the other day when I used the pisser. They took it, laid it on the floor, so I knew they were stealing. And then they opened up their bag.
You should have said something.
No,
listen, that's the problem we have. Motherfuckers don't speak the fuck up, bro.
It's a $1 billion corporation.
But, okay, what if you went in there and take a shit? It ain't about the $1 billion corporation.
No.
It's about the person. And that's why this shit keeps happening, man. If me and you all of us started speaking up on these assholes doing this shit, it would stop. Other people would start speaking up.
I notice, like, if I call.
Like, I don't give a fuck about McDonald's, but if they're stealing from McDonald's, they're going to steal from any one of us.
Yeah.
Like, if I call a politician or something I notice and leave a message, or if I call them and speak to his secretary, I notice that it changes a little bit. Like, what I'm trying to do, there must be a lot more people doing it. You know what I mean? Because it changes a little bit, and I'm like, well, just that little phone call didn't matter. But
I'll tell you what, try getting a hold of motherfucking AOC, or the fucking New York State Governor. Which, did you see what they're trying to do?
Mm-mm.
It already passed on one thing, apparently.
Tell me.
Hold on, let me read it up so I get the words right.
So we're properly enlightened.
This is crazy. Absolutely fucking crazy.
Over him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we live here.
Where is it? Yeah.
Just wait till they get all the illegals fucking $5 million each.
Reparations?
So they're talking about in New York.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It passed without her.
Where the fuck is it?
Without her.
Reparations for whom?
Did I send it to you, Dennis?
For the illegals.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Reparations for illegals?
I'll just look right here.
No.
Wasn't it a screenshot?
He'll read it to you.
I thought it was a screenshot.
Then for who?
What?
Black people?
Yeah. Right here. New York Governor Hochul silent as state lawmakers pass considered reparation for slavery. State lawmakers already passed it.
That's fucking ridiculous. Passed nobody alive today owned a slave. Nobody alive today in the U.S.
Well, I'm stating it right motherfucking now. I don't give a motherfuck. If you start handing out 100 G's to all the fucking black people in here, I'm telling you now, I'm going back to Phil, to the old school ways, and I'm robbing every motherfucking person I could get. And when I get up to a million, I'm gone. 100 G's, I don't give a fuck. You don't deserve it, I'm taking it. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's free money. 100 grand, I always said I wouldn't do nothing fucked up unless it was fucking well worth it. It has to be life changing. Well, I guarantee ain't none of them, a majority of them motherfuckers ain't gonna have no guns. So I'll do the same. Fuck it, I'm robbing them. 100 grand, fucking right. Give me it all. And I'm going to hit up as many as I can. I'm going to hit up as many black people as I can. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if it's recorded or not. I said it. I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can. I'm getting rich.
I don't agree with taking
it. I don't care. I'm fucking Robin Hood.
I go rob my old
Bam, right there. He just was on TV, too.
If it was...
Go after Hochul.
Go...
Fuck Hochul, she ain't gonna give me no money. I know if a fucking black person's getting 100 G's for what something they're not worth and I'm paying tax money on it, I'm taking it. If I get the opportunity and I see you with a stack of motherfucking cash, you better be with a whole group of motherfucking people, because I'm gonna fucking bust you and I'm gonna take you. I don't care. I'm tired of fucking scratching and clawing at life, bust my ass, and these motherfuckers are gonna get a 100 G payout. Okay. Ain't no more of that.
Yeah, that ain't right. That's for real ain't right.
There's only one bank in this county that I know probably has the most money on a certain day.
You don't need to hit a bank, man. If a black person's getting 100 grand, they don't trust banks. They ain't going to put their money in no motherfucking bank. They're going to walk around trying to go spend it on gold chains and fucking BMWs. They're going to try to flip it. They're going to go buy a bunch of different drugs and try to flip it. How many overdose deaths do you think there's going to be after you fucking put that money in the wrong people's hands? You tell me one of these drug addicts gets 100 grand, he's going to say, you know what, I'm going clean. I'm spending this money right. Fuck no. He's going to go to drug dirt. 100 grand's worth, sir. Flip that shit. Let's get it. Put it right in that motherfucker. Guarantee it. Tell me they won't.
Well,
a dope fiend is a fucking dope fiend. And if you give him 100 grand, he's shooting 100 grand right up in that motherfucking vein if he can.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And then that's the type of motherfucker I'm going to say, well, you don't need that. I'm saving your life. Give me that money.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. When I read that, I said, are you fucking kidding me?
How many people are going to make people OD on purpose and then rob them?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have a whole issue. Yeah. Okay, I'm not saying because you're giving it to black people, there's going to be overdoses. I'm saying even if you were giving it to fucking white people, there's going to be a large number of them people that you give it to that are drug addicts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to take that money you give them, and they're going to do more drugs. They're going to end up ODing left and right. And then you're going to have motherfuckers like me saying, let that motherfucker come walking down the street with $100,000. Watch what the fuck happens. I ain't the only one thinking that.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, there's people do that thing for $50.
Hey, you're talking about $100 rock, and now you're talking about $100,000 rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck you up,
man. And you're talking, look at the thieves that will come and fucking rob you for the sneakers on your feet. Now, if they know you got $100,000.
Yeah, well, you're coming.
You know how the sneakers are going to get with that? I said that when it was going on, when they're talking about it in California. Know how many over... They already have a huge fucking drug problem in California. Huge homeless and drug problem. Yeah. Huge. Taking over San Francisco. And now they want to give them guys all this money. What, you think they're going to say, okay, we're going to buy a house, we're going to quit doing drugs, and we're going to live happily ever after. This is America. There ain't no fucking... No way.
God damn.
It's crazy, though. And the worst part about it is they're going to say, hey, Jesse, I know you weren't even a thought in your grandpa's underwear when it happened, but you're going to have to take some of that tax money out of your fucking pay and pay this guy. That's the worst part about it.
Yep.
Say, I didn't have nothing to do with this.
I had not a goddamn thing. And that's what I was saying. Not one American alive today has ever been a slave.
What's up, honey?
Hey. Why are you looking at me like that? You wondering why I'm here?
I'm good. I'm
gonna throw
my socks out.
I'm
good.
Where the fuck
are you? I forgot it.
You were long.
You were about 27 and a half minutes.
No way, dude. It's only 2:30 now.
I'm telling you.
I started a new computer book.
I reversed the time.
And it's
what's that on the back?
It's a small book.
Some toys there.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of toys.
How much they want for that yellow one, second down one more? Yeah.
Well, these are on auction. Opening bid price, U.S., $100.
$100?
Opening bid price.
Wow. Dude, can you imagine grabbing that for like fucking $400?
Yeah. Dirt fuck, man. Yeah, you know. There's all different kinds, yeah.
Where do you get them at?
Well, I got them at, when we went to, Central Tractor. The game
Central
away.
Tractor?
Yeah, the game away for free.
I haven't heard of Central Tractor in years.
Yeah.
Para años.
Last the time we were there, I looked for them, and I didn't see any. I must have moved
them. Oh, my God. I haven't been sleeping well lately. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm
sleeping too much again.
They got all kinds of different, you know, they got cars.
So hard to fucking hit.
They got cars, and they got trucks. U.S. bid. $100 on that. 66 Ford Mustang with a 302. You can get old cars, old trucks, new cars and new trucks, used, whatever.
This is burning peculiar.
Yeah.
How shabby would you do?
Need a truck? You can get trucks.
I had a truck once.
A series, trailers, tractors, anything.
So the only thing is, when you do that online auction shit,
you gotta go get it, or
well, not pay just that. It's like whatever. You gotta show your funds, like how much money you have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you could back up your bids, right, and shit like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I wonder what all the teachers thought.
Why showing your ass?
Wearing my
on Trump 2024.
It's his birthday, man.
Hell yeah. Trump's a birthday. Yesterday?
Today, ain't it? Flag Day. I thought Trump died on Flag Day.
Oh, they were singing happy birthday to him yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. They say happy birthday, Trump, today.
My birthday's a holiday.
Well, you can just Google it.
Put it in your Googler.
When is Donald Trump's birthday?
Donald J. Trump. It's the day he was born.
June 14th, 1946.
June 14th.
That's today.
Today? Today's the 14th?
Yeah.
So I thought it was Flag Day.
Yeah.
But he's hugging the American flag. He loves the country. He loves the flag.
We just time dated this podcast. It's not going to come out for a couple of weeks. But it's okay. Because today is June 14th. 2000.
Kids don't have school Monday.
2081.
Why?
Right, what's Monday?
Juneteenth Day. Uh-huh. See, that's the thing that's bad about it. Every time you say whatever, it gets bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When people stop showing or stop speaking up on things, then it's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to be like, well, they ain't fucking saying nothing, so let's see how far we can push this.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's human nature.
Yeah, they do. God.
Gravity sucks, doesn't it?
No.
But it does.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, but it sucks. Everything to the center.
Does it suck or does it pull?
That is the rub, right there. What's the difference between sucking and pulling?
One, you suck.
One, you pull. Because you suck on a joint or you pull on a joint.
Well, you go ask a hooker to pull on your dick or suck on your dick and you don't see what the difference is.
Touche. Touche.
That's either.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference right there.
I ain't putting that in there. I'll pull it. Chuck, he's been working there at Cummins forever, huh?
Yeah.
He said he seen you door dashing the other
day. Yeah, we're talking.
Shook my hand. How long has he been there for? A while now, right? He's permanent and shit, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't. He works for a different company than Cummins.
Oh, the shipping thing there?
They do a lot of, like...
shipping and receiving?
The quality control and the forklift and...
No, it begins with an A or something, that company. I remember they're hiring, but then every time I'd go into Cummins, they'd be like, no, we go through the thing. Not thinking, like, okay, well, it's a different company, so can you direct me to them?
Yeah.
Every time I go to Cummins, we go through a ton of service.
They do a bunch of different things.
Yellow. See, that's all they do is they wear this hat thing. That was funny because if Sam was walking through the yard the principal would have been like, oh, hey, how you doing? Da, da, da. But she's seen me. She just kept her fucking head down. These principals are bitches. Yeah.
This is
punks. Every last one of them.
One of the tractors that I used to drive.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
International. 2+. Big one.
I don't know how I feel about that.
What?
Saying bless you. Because...
Get in line.
Who brought that up anyway?
God bless you.
I mean, why? Because it's... Please?
Well, they... There's, I heard a couple of different sayings.
Wipe your fart.
The one that rings most true to me is that when people, back in the day, when you sneeze, people thought you were trying to expel a bad spirit. So they would say, God bless you. But me being an atheist or a non-theist, I don't know how I feel. Like, because I know it comes from a good place. Like even when people say, "Oh, God bless you," or "bless you," or whatever, I'm like, it makes me kind of feel like I should explain myself, but then I don't, because I don't want to ruin their day. I don't want to fuck up their day. You dig?
Nowadays, it's generally just meant to be polite.
Okay. Fair enough.
And in place of bless you, some Americans also say Gesundheit, the German word for health.
Yeah.
The appearance of this phrase was due to the numerous German immigrants who moved to the United States. Many Americans do not even realize this is a German word and usually are unaware of the true meaning. It means health.
Well, now I know.
We all knew that.
Thank you for that knowledge. I didn't
know
that.
Funny story. You did. You just weren't aware.
I know.
Once, when my mom was visiting me in Germany, she commented that it was strange there was a magazine called Gesundheit. She wondered aloud, why would there be a magazine with the title Blessing? I laughed and explained the word meant health, not blessing. That's not that funny of a story.
That's not that funny. Well, it's a... anecdote.
Hello?
On the anecdote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holy cats, Batman.
Oh boy.
That's my son.
I don't know either. Right. Well, is someone going to be there with her anyhow? Well, then just give it time and wait to see what it looks like. You know what I mean? If it wasn't like you said, if it wasn't like an every time thing, then I would be like, well, what the fuck are you doing on the phone? But I hope it's nothing. What if she really has a fever of 104?
But who's telling you this? That's the question to ask.
That's hospital.
Is the nurse telling you or is she telling you?
What? Right. All right. Love you too. See ya.
Who has a temperature on for?
Sam's mom.
Oh.
I was waiting for you to grab it.
Darn it.
She's committed. The fucking thing, man.
Who's committed?
That fucking girl across the street, always dressed in the fucking Muslim stuff.
Is she a white girl?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is this new to her?
No. It's been about a year and a half, 2 years. I don't know how long they've been there.
What? How long have they been there?
About a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. Probably two, going on three.
No. Yeah, because I see there's mole at least two summers. Yeah. I think they're probably going out three, like Uncle just said. Because I think this will be the third time I've seen that lawnmower. Because they had their push mower looks just like mine.
Yeah.
And I remember about 2 years now I've seen them out there with it. And this is the third.
They're filling them up at the garage or whatever. Big E.
Yeah.
Out back. Or if it's a big shed. Or something.
I think it's Russia. I don't know why I just said that. That was... Oh my goodness. We had over 500 downloads last month. I want to get to 1,000 downloads every episode. How are we going to do that, gentlemen?
Do what?
How do we increase our listenership from what it is now to 1,000 downloads an episode?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. I keep on promoting it.
Oh, I seen someone with your t-shirt the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where
at? At Onaville.
Really? Awesome.
At the Res. The Jester white t-shirt.
Yep.
Yep. Because I was sitting there looking at the fireworks, and a dude walks around the corner, so, you know, when you're looking at something, mm-hmm. In your peripheral vision, you see something, so you look. So I looked, and I was like, "Oh, that's Jesse's t-shirt."
But no, you should. That's the podcast. Yeah, that's your podcast, brother. That's what you said. Hey, that's my podcast. Good shit.
I didn't know what that. I thought that shirt was like your little management stuff.
No, nope, that's Sessions with the Jester.
Oh, all right.
That's your podcast.
I wonder if he listens.
I would hope. I'm sure he does at least once. You know, did you talk to him at all?
No, because I was gonna say something, but then he started getting a conversation with the lady or some lady he was there with, and then I was just running in there to grab these pepperoni cheeses anyhow.
Gotcha. What store was it at?
My sister's.
Because
they're the only ones that have the pepperoni and cheese I like.
I wanna get a billboard.
I wanna get a box of those pepperoni and cheeses. Them are good, bro.
I wonder how much that billboard down 2nd Street costs. Because that'd be the place to put it, I think.
Probably so much a week or a day.
A month. Absolutely terrible.
That's what you said.
$500-$600 a month.
Buy up a vacant properties and put a billboard sign.
So you ever see them guys fucking everybody. Put them things on when they change them?
Yeah.
That's cool shit. I was driving on the way to Florida. And I see these two guys up on there with their, like, long sticks mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I'm looking around, there's nothing but woods around. I'm like, how the fuck they even get to that fucking thing? Because they're inside the fence because the Thruger Expressway, yeah. Whatever I was on, was right there. Then, you know how they always have a fence, mm-hmm. then property. Well, I didn't see no road. I was looking.
Mm.
just to be like, where the fuck these guys come from?
It's probably little mysteries.
It's probably road, and it was just lower than the grass, so I didn't see it or some shit. And I was going probably 80 miles an hour. So I'm sitting here doing one of the, well, I don't have to do that much. Because when I put the cruise control on, it reads the road and it keeps it in the lane.
There you go.
So then I could actually take a second to look at whatever the fuck I'm looking at. Even though I still do this.
Yeah.
Even knowing I can let go of the wheel and go right around the fucking bend.
What's weird about that is in 50 years, that's going to be commonplace. But right now, it's sketchy as fuck.
I don't know how they do it in the Tesla, man. They're fucking crazy. Go to sleep and just let the car go. It's like, fuck that. You know, I don't give a fuck, man. Computers make errors all the time.
Or detours or something. They might be working
on. Or what if someone...
They can fucking read it all, man. They can read stop lights. They don't want to stop. They turn. You can type in. 66 Colfax Jamestown, man, in Buffalo somewhere. Go to sleep and wake up in your fucking driveway, dude. Them Teslas. They literally cruise control. Like, not cruise control, but autopilot.
Is that why he went in space?
Well, that's why he's probably worth so many $1 billion. I couldn't imagine. Can you imagine being worth $125 billion, dude? You know, just 1 million, we're like, man, I wish we could get 1 million. And he's worth 125 billion. You need 999 million just to get one of them motherfuckers that he has.
I guess some shit if they
had. And you like, got 125 of them, fuck.
It was all a jinx, like a thing. There's really somebody behind a computer where they're playing a video game driving your car, like. How you could buy the wheels and all that.
Yeah.
Somebody on a just watching your, because they get a front visual from your front of your car or whatever. And
you're talking about overtaking the Tesla?
Yeah, and they say it's driving itself, but really there's somebody behind a computer screen driving your car for you when you hit autopilot.
That would suck, because I've seen people play video games and they fucking back and forth.
I don't believe anything anymore, but.
I know I've seen a video when them Teslas came out. People were taking videos. Look at this stupid motherfucker. You seen this guy laying there like this?
Yeah.
Fucking not moving, totally sleeping. His car is doing like 80 down the expressway. And you're like, well, at least if you do die,
yeah,
when you're sleep,
you know, you didn't even know you were sleeping.
Life is good.
You know that's what LG stands for?
Mm-hmm.
You know your LG TV?
Mm-hmm. Life's good.
I never knew that until I bought one.
They tried.
That's what comes up all the time. Life's good. I'm like, LG, okay.
They tried these electric vehicles years and years and years ago. Is that how they do it? When the cars first came out, they started electric. It didn't work then.
Well, because they didn't have the, they didn't have nowhere near the technology as they have.
We have the technology
now.
Yeah, now it's like way different.
What'd you say, dude?
It actually works.
Domino's, they got those self-delivery cars. They probably just program it to there and then back.
I know they have the things with the ovens, some of them, but not anywhere around here.
Yeah,
in the
that's
big
what
cities.
I mean, like you, a self-driving car.
I'm taking our jobs, man.
I'm just waiting until... I figured what was going to take over is the drones, the deliveries, because some people are starting the delivery services.
Skynet?
Where the fucking drone just comes and brings your shit, sets it on the porch, and flies right off.
Start it here, Jesse. Take the picture and put the finger up to fuck you and take off. I'm not that good at flying on this. Yeah.
The more expensive ones are easier to fly.
I'm sure.
That one's just straight remote. You're not like going like this, like a fucking video game. It's just like, ooh. I seen the guy. He's in Florida. It was fucking beautiful too. We were leaving the beach and sun was going down. And I walk over by the fucking where everyone could rinse off or change and everything. And here's this guy. He's looking up in the air. And I'm like, what the fuck's he doing? I look up and he's a drone. I'm like, this creep motherfucker, is he looking at girls in bikinis? So I peeped over his shoulder and looked. That's not what he was doing. He was getting as high as he could and getting a shot of the sunset. Fucking gorgeous, dude.
I'm sure.
I mean, it was beautiful. The picture on that little monitor he had, I told him, I was like, oh my goodness, that's beautiful. He's like, you like that? And he showed it to me like that. And he wasn't even doing anything with the controls at that time. He got it where he wanted to, and was just sitting there hovering, taking the pictures. And he showed me. I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. That would be a good picture to have just in your fucking house. It was beautiful.
Fuck yeah.
Because from, like, way above, you just see the orange off the ocean shit like that. Because we seen it on the beach. Shots. It was cool on the beach. It was real cool. We were all...
And not from 100.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, it was definitely different. Because there's tons of people. As soon as the sun's going down, the majority of the people were out of the water and all their heads, phones, like... I'll just show you a picture and you can see in the background of all the fucking people. That's pretty cool, man. It was the first night. First night we were there.
Oh, fuck me, goddamn. Wow.
You see them all just, they're all looking. And that direction, look at all the phones. There's phones.
Almost like the movie City of Angels.
Phones. Like everyone's looking at... On the beach, everyone's looking at the sunset. But yeah, imagine...
They're looking at their phones.
At the sunset. Some of them weren't. I catch myself doing this a lot.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it like this. But just how pretty that is right there. That dude that had that thing way up there. I mean, that was a whole different level of pictures.
You have a close beach, though?
Fort Myers Beach.
You go there? I don't know.
Yeah, we went there, but that's destroyed. There's people swimming and shit, but that's where you see all, like a year later, what the damage. Because that's where that Hurricane Ian hit, was Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm. So the beach was all tore up?
They had the beach cleaned up, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It was all the motherfucking buildings along the beach. Either a pile of rubble, way nothing, not they even fucking there. Yeah, they had lifeguards.
Way not Cocoa Beach, right. They didn't have one when I went.
See, they had lifeguards, they had, because right at the place, too, is they were renting jet skis. Mm-hmm. Right there, you could rent it, walk out into the water, hop on it, and just go. There's not no docks or anything like that. You could rent all this different shit.
Damn, is it?
$3.59. I just probably gas for a couple of hours.
Make a little bit of money.
I only got today and Friday, or Saturday, I got a full day too. Not Friday.
Oh, you schedule ahead like that? You schedule ahead?
I had to, they're not fucking having nothing open.
I love it, man. I never did that. That's good shit.
Usually fucking midnight till 2. I don't want that shit. I was doing that for a minute and then I'd sit there and get one fucking delivery.
I only want that.
Where it's kind of busy from 9 to 11.
I was up fucking 6, 5:30 sometimes.
But those are the people where you got a drive a little bit, but you get bigger, more money for it. People out in the country that get hungry.
Or I get trusty old Danielle Blizzard.
Oh, fuck that place, dude. I fucking wanted to gag the smell coming out of that fucking house.
What house?
Her.
Oh,
I delivered to her once.
I can't smell, so.
Meyer Street.
Yep, 113. Yeah. Or is it just 13?
The kids were on the porch. They took it from me.
Yeah, I can't smell, so maybe that's why I don't smell it. So.
She didn't come out. I went to school with her. I know who she is, but...
The house smells nasty. they had all the windows open, dude, and then just, it was next door or something, but I got a big whiff of something, and somebody was dead somewhere.
Maybe that's why they got all the windows open.
But it wasn't even like
maybe the smell of a
dead deer or nothing like that. It was just something different, but
bodies in the basement.
I hope I remember to edit that shit out.
Oh,
or at least the name and the address.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-mm.
What the motherfucker, man? He wants a fucking bud, but then he fucking falls asleep.
I wouldn't rush him, man.
We stuck with this Chinese barrier, actually.
I haven't heard about it.
Michigan?
Oh, they're building a Chinese battery factory in Michigan?
Yeah.
Well, there's supposed to be a Canadian one coming here.
Or Japan.
Supposedly that's who bought it.
Or, China, I mean. Yeah. China.
Well, we'll see what that brings. An automated battery company. I don't even know if it's going to be automated. You know what? I'm going to say smoke weed every day and just make shit happen. I'm stoned and I'm going to go dash. Autobots, roll out.